Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 8, 1805. Sacagawea recognizes the beaver's head. On August 6, Lewis sent Dreyer and Sergeant Gass out to hunt and to try to locate Captain Clark. The Corps is traveling through a valley where any one of three rivers might be the Jefferson, which will take them west toward the Rockies. Lewis has determined that the middle or southwest fork is the Jefferson. Clark is headed up the right-hand or northwest fork. He is proceeding with much difficulty and has even upset a canoe with the loss of a considerable amount of cargo. Hearing whooping and hollering in the distance, he discovers Dreyer, who tells him that he is on the wrong stream and to take the middle fork, as Lewis is ahead and has reported navigable water. On August 7, George Shannon was out hunting and, true to form, did not return when expected. Shannon has been lost before, so Captain Clark sends Reuben Fields out to find him. Captain Lewis reads the journal entry for today.
We had a heavy dew this morning. As one canoe had been left, we now had more hands to spare for the chase. Game being scarce, it requires more hunters to supply us. We therefore dispatched four this morning. We set out at sunrise and continued our route up the river, which we find much more gentle and deep than below the entrance of Wisdom River. On a direct line about 2 miles above our encampment of this morning, we passed the entrance of the Philanthropy River, which discharges itself by two channels. A small distance asunder, this river, from its size and southeasterly course, no doubt heads with the Madison's River in the Snowy Mountains, visible in that direction. At noon, Reuben Fields arrived and reported that he had been up the Wisdom River some miles above where it entered the mountain and could find nothing of Shannon. This evening again proved cloudy, much to my mortification, and prevented my making any lunar observations. The Indian woman recognized the point of a high plain on our right, which she informed us was not very distant from the summer retreat of her nation, on a river beyond the mountains which runs to the west. This hill, she says, her nation calls the Beaver's Head, from a conceived resemblance of its figure to the head of that animal. She assures us that we shall either find her people on this river or on the river immediately west of its source, which from its size cannot be very distant. As it is now, all important with us to meet with these people as soon as possible. I determined to proceed tomorrow with a small party to the source of the principal stream of this river and past the mountains to the Columbia, and down the river till I find the Indians. Captain Meriwether Lewis, August 8, 1805.
The captains realize that they will need the horses which the Shoshone can provide in order to carry their supplies, which they may otherwise be forced to leave behind. These supplies are already quite low, considering the length of the voyage ahead. Beaver, or Beaver's Head, Rock is in Madison County, near the Beaver Head County line, along Montana Highway 41, about 12 miles southwest of Twin Bridges and 14 miles northwest of Dillon. Tomorrow, Shannon returns.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batiste. Hear other Days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.